Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Pijana Palava Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Vishnu Paramahansa Parivraja Kachari Tota Sata Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jaya Om Vishnu Paramahansa Parivraja Kachari Tota Sata Shushimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Nantakoti Vaishnava Brimda Ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Premsikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gobardham Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Jagannath Puri Prakshottama Kshetra Dham Ki Shri Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Srimati Tulsi Devi Maharani ki Hari Nam Sankirtan Yaya Kali Yuga Patita Bhavana ki Transcendental Book Distribution ki Brihat Mridanga ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki Nitai Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Narayanam namaskritam Naram chaiva narotamam Devim saraswatim vyasam Tato jayam mudiraye Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Reading Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5, Chapter 6, Text 11, in Text number 9. Yasya kila nucharitam upakarnya Konkavinka kutakkanam rajarahan namo pasikshya kalap adharma utkrishyamani bhavittavena vimohita swadharma patam akuto bhayam apahaya kupatha pakandam asamjasam nijamanishaya mandak samprabharta ishyate. Word by word, Yasya, of whom Lord Rishabhadev, Kila Anucharitam, pastimes as a Paramahamsa, above all regulative Varna Ashram principles, Uparkarnya, hearing Konka Venka Kutakanam of Konka, Venka and Kutaka, Raja, the king, Arahat Nama, whose name was Arahat, now known as the Jain, Upasikshya, imitating the activities of Lord Rishabhadev and his Paramahamsa feature. Kalau, in this age of Kali, Adharme Utkrishyamani, because of increasing irreligious life, Bhavittavena, by that which was about to happen, Vimohitaha, bewildered, Swadharma Patam, the path of religion, Akutak Bhayam, which is free from all kinds of fearful danger, Apahaya, giving up such practices as cleanliness, truthfulness, control of the senses and mind, simplicity, the principles of religion, and practical application of knowledge. Kupatapakandam, the wrong path of atheism. Asamjasam, improper or against the Vedic literature. Nija Manishaya, by his own fertile brain. Fertile. Mandah, most foolish. Sampravarta ishyate, will introduce. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shukadev Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. My dear king, the king of Konka, Venka and Kutaka, whose name was Arhat, heard of the activities of Rishabhadev and, imitating Rishabhadev's principles, introduced a new system of religion. Taking advantage of Kali Yuga, the age of sinful activity, King Arhat, being bewildered, gave up the Vedic principles, which are free from risk, and concocted a new system of religion opposed to the Vedas. That was the beginning of the Jain Dharma. Many other so-called religions follow this atheistic system. Purport. When Lord Sri Krishna was present on this planet, a person named Paundraka imitated the 400 Narayana and declared himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He desired to compete with Krishna. Similarly, during the time of Lord Rishabhadev, the king of Konka and Venka act like a Paramahansa and imitated Lord Rishabhadev. He introduced a system of religion and took advantage of the fallen condition of the people in this age of Kali. It is said in Vedic literature that people in this age will be more inclined to accept anyone as the Supreme Lord and accept any religious system opposed to Vedic principles. The people in this age are described as Manda Sumanda Mataya. Generally, they have no spiritual culture, and therefore, they are very fallen. Due to this, they will accept any religious system. Due to their misfortune, they forget the Vedic principles. Following non-Vedic principles in this age, they think themselves the Supreme Lord and thus spread the cult of atheism all over the world. So the translation is, Shukadeva Goswami continues speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. My dear king, the king of Konka, Venka and Kutaka, whose name was Arhat, heard of the activities of Rishabhadev and, imitating Rishabhadev's principles, introduced a new system of religion. Taking advantage of Kali Yuga, the age of sinful activity, King Arhat, being bewildered, gave up the Vedic principles, which are free from risk, and concocted a new system of religion opposed to the Vedas. That was the beginning of the Jain Dharma. Many other so-called religions follow this atheistic system. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karo Tipachalam Pangulangayate Kirim Yatkripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So good morning everyone, welcome to Srimad Bhagavatam class. So this verse is very important and relevant for all, especially for our society, for ISKCON, but for any spiritual practitioner who is trying to follow a genuine principles of religion. So it is explained that a successor of, it is not clear to me because I didn't do a research about the king of Konka Arhat. He really was a successor of Lord Rishabhadev because it described that it was in the age of Kali. But anyway, if someone wants to know about that, I didn't investigate that, but someone can do it. But what is important here is that this King Arhat, he was imitating the behavior of King Rishabhadev without understanding the teachings of Rishabhadev. He taught the principles of devotional service and renunciation in the mood of devotional service. But it seems that this king was imitating the external behavior of King Rishabhadev, and therefore he practically introduced a new system of religion, which is called sometimes it's a deviation from the original sources of principle of religion. It's called, we can call sometimes Apa Sampradaya. The word Sampradaya means, I was reading from, I want to read later from the book from Sukhotra Prabhu, where he explained, it's called Apa Sampradayas. So in the introduction, he explained that the word Sam means connected, and Sampradaya and that Draya have a meaning similar to source. So Sampradaya means connected to the source. So we know the verse. Sampradaya vihina ye mantras te tu paramata. That for instruction to be genuine, of a mantra has to be given through a bona fide spiritual tradition, bona fide school, and there is four main sampradayas in the universe. So Apa Sampradaya means that it's not it's deviated from the source. It may look similar, but it's what is different. They even may have some principles in common, but what is different is the essence. Prabhupada gave the example in the purport of Paundraka as an example of someone, the ultimate cause of imitation, which is the same that is going on in this verse, imitating the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is very different to follow. So from imitation will come all deviations. And we know the pastime of Paundraka is very hilarious, because he was imitating and thinking that he was a Vasudev. And he was thinking that Krishna was a false imitator. He was, usually, it's normal that what we see the fault in others is actually our fault. So he was thinking that Krishna was wrong, like imitating Vasudeva, and he was the original. And he was pretty, very sure that he was Vishnu. So he sent a letter to a messenger to Dwarka to inform Krishna that he wanted Krishna to take shelter of Paundraka and give up all his same symbols that are from Vishnu. So like the council, the this, etc. And when everyone in the assemble royal kingdom, they heard that messenger, everyone started laughing, even Krishna, because it was very funny, someone thinking that he was Krishna. So then Krishna told to the messenger, he sent a message to Paundraka that he is a fool, you are a fool, I'm not going to follow your instructions. So Krishna is very heavy on Paundraka, and also like a sarcastic, he's very sarcastic. And when Paundraka heard that very patiently, Krishna also insulted him. And then there was a confrontation in which Krishna told him, I will cut your head, etc. with my disc. And from that event, Pamdraka and the king of Kashi, who was a friend of Pamdraka, they died. And in fact, it is said that Pamdraka even got liberation because he was thinking of Krishna all the time, thinking of the form of vision. So he gave, interestingly, Sarupya liberation. But this is another point I want to make today. The idea is that from the time even when Krishna was present, there was people who was thinking that he was God. So the same with King Vrishabhadev. And the same is happening nowadays. Like in the times of Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, he has to deal with that. And Prabhupada was dealing with that. Now in his preaching, he always talks about people of Mayavadi who think that they are God, etc. I remember even in South America, there was a Swami who was called the Swami Love. And he was, his followers, they were very convinced that he was God. And they were like all professional followers, people who had education, etc. But they don't have any spiritual education on the principles of religion. And they still follow him as God. So this point is not something that doesn't happen. It's going on. So Prabhupada explained that Venka acted like a Paramahansa and imitated Lord Vrishabhadev. He introduced a system of religion and took advantage of the fallen condition of the people in this age of Kali. It is said in Vedic literature that people in this age will be more inclined to accept anyone as the Supreme Lord and accept any religious system opposed to Vedic principles. The people in this age are described as Manda, Sumanda, Matayo. Generally, they have no spiritual culture and therefore they are very fallen. Due to this, they will accept any religious system. Due to their misfortune, they forget the Vedic principles. Following no non-Vedic principle in this age, they think themselves the Supreme Lord and thus spread the cult of atheism all over the world. How Prabhupada is talking about us when he says they, people of Kali Yuga, who are, we are people from Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada is not a personality of Kali Yuga. He's a liberated soul. So he's addressing to the people of Kali Yuga. He's not talking necessarily to non-devotees. He's also talking to practitioners. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, after 250 years, everything was lost. All the essence of the teachings. And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and others, Acharya, in a progression, they recovered the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because there were also imitators. And he pointed like 13 sampradayas, apa sampradayas, that split from the original teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's very easy. We have the tendency to be deviated and to invent and create new things. And especially to imitate something that we may be able to imitate and don't follow what may be difficult to follow. So adjust teachings according to our propensities. And the other day we were talking about, like, we can read even, apa sampradaya means that there are two main issues, that for a follower of scriptures and sampradaya and teacher is to follow, to preserve the legacy of the acharyas, the previous teaching, that is Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, when he explained to Arjuna why he's providing or he's giving this knowledge again. Evam parampara praptam vimarsha rajarsha yo viduhuda. He's giving again this knowledge because in the yoga nashta, this process of yoga was lost. So that the one thing is to preserve the teaching of the acharyas, and the other is to preserve the legacy of the teaching of the scriptures. Guru, sadhu, shastra. And it's very easy to fall into deviations, because we have the shastras, but everyone may have a different understanding of the shastras. So we have Prabhupada books, and we see that now, 2013, there are different interpretations of Prabhupada's book. There are different followers of Srila Prabhupada with different understanding among each other sometimes. And they may use the same books to justify. So our previous acharyas, they knew about that, and Srila Prabhupada also knew about that. And not only that, there are deviation on those levels, like on the level of teaching, but also deviation on level of behavior, of small deviations. Like understanding what one hears Srila Prabhupada saying, for example, to one disciple, a specific instruction, there was a temple president who wasn't following the regulative principles. And the devotees complained to Srila Prabhupada, he's not following. So we should remove him from the position. And Prabhupada said, no, he's very nice. He can stay. And so one can derive from there, oh, so what should I follow? I can also be a leader without following the regulative principles and not trying to understand what is being highlighted there. So one can isolate a specific instruction of Srila Prabhupada and then make that as a Mahavakya or a general instruction for everyone. So I will read from the book of Suhotra Swami, the introduction. There are some interesting points. In this regard, we know that the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada always quotes a verse from that Rupa Goswami also quotes Nectar of Devotion, Shruti Smriti Puranadi, Pancharatra Vidim Vina, that devotional service means to follow the Shruti, the original scriptures, and the Smriti. The Shrutis are like the mother who give the teachings, the original teachings, and the Smritis are like the sister who reminds you. The mother says, don't eat chocolate, and then your sister says, remember. In the temple, the guru gives an instruction, and then others, God brothers or other devotees, will remind that, remember that. Prabhuji did say that, he doesn't like you to eat prasana at 12 o'clock, whatever, at night. We remind. So in the same way, the scriptures remind us, the Smriti scripture remind us of the Shruti scriptures. And they are according to time, place, and circumstance. So they are even more relevant, Smriti, sometimes. It's like sometimes it's more relevant than this. The guru may say, you follow in this way, but then the devotees who are living with us, they will give more also relevant instructions based on the instruction of the guru, because they know what we are doing. So we have to have in consideration always those instructions. In the same way, we shouldn't take only the Shruti and not the Smriti. But those who aikantiki means like deviating or rejecting the Shruti and the Smriti, and those who say that they are practicing bhakti but they are not following the authority, Then they are just creating utpatayalpakalpate. They are just creating. That happened also in my micro society, like in a temple. If you don't follow, you create, you try to justify your behavior without taking in consideration the scripture and the instruction of the guru, and then adjust to your instruction, you just create disturbance in the environment of the temple. So I will select a few parts from here. So these are the genuineness of a sampradaya. So who is part of a sampradaya means to be initiated, like because I'm initiated in this institution, I am part of the sampradaya now, etc. What does it mean to not be being a part of a sampradaya? Here are some quotes. The genuineness of a sampradaya or a person representing a sampradaya is primarily, this is the primarily quality you can determine, is by his spiritual quality. Sarva mahaguna gana vaishnava sharire. A vaishnava is one who has developed all good qualities. This is a very interesting point because from here it will come another point. So this is a quote from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22:75. So the good qualities of the Vaishnavas are actually coming from Krishna Guna, from Krishna, are property of Krishna. And because of the association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the devotee Yasasti Bhaktir Bhagavate Kinchana, by being fully surrendered to Krishna, he acquires the quality of the Supreme Lord as the iron in contact with fire, acquire the same qualities. So, and because the Lord has unlimited qualities, Ananta Krishna Guna, and his devotees also will have unlimited qualities, his pure devotees. And therefore, there is a combination of the qualities in different individuals who are surrendered to the Lord. And those qualities are visible in the great acharyas. Therefore, when they descend into this world, they teach the Vaishnava quality via the Sampradaya system. But because they are embedded with those unlimited qualities of the Lord, it is explained that there is a variation in the mood of the acharyas, which doesn't mean a deviation from the Sampradaya. So, especially there are differences in details. But how do we identify that he's a genuine acharya? Because of the qualities, again, he's free from bias. It's not just only what he speaks, but he's following in a pure way the principles of religion. He exhibits the good qualities of a devotee, and he accepts Vishnu Tattva as supreme. Like Prabhupada is mentioning the Jains in this purport, and sometimes he mentions the Buddhas, and we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inclusive in his preaching, but he was when he detected that there was an apasampradaya, he will reject, like the Buddhists, because they don't accept God, they are not considered followers of the Vedas. And the Jains also. I don't want to generalize because I know there are many types of Buddhism, and I know that there are some Buddhism who can be considered Vedic when they accept God in the same way as I'm not acquainted with the Jains. But in general, that's the main discrimination between genuine and not genuine, if it's theistic or atheistic. So this is Srila Prabhupada in a conversation. He said, what Madhva Acharya understand, we also understand. What Ramanuja understand, we also understand. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understand, we also understand. So there is no difference. That is Vaishnava. See that Srila Prabhupada is quoting different, even Ramanuja Acharya, which we are not from the same Sampradaya, but we are all Vaishnavas, so there is no difference. They're only details. There may be some times such as Krishna is understood as incarnation of Vishnu, and sometimes they understand Vishnu as the incarnation of Krishna. That is Sampradaya. But either Krishna or Vishnu, he is supreme. That is accepted by all. If I love somebody, I say he is first. And if you love somebody, you'll say he is first. So these are the different, Murari Gupta, he was a devotee of Lord Rama, for him was, and also Anupam, the brother of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, for they was very difficult to worship in his sadhana, none other than Lord Rama, because they were inclined to Lord Rama. But they are bona fide in the Sampradaya, because they are accepting Vishnu as God. So Srila Prabhupada said, and if you love somebody, you will say he's first. And they will say, no, Rama is the best. And the other Vaishnava would say, Krishna is the best. But both of the same, Hanumanji, he'll never accept Krishna. And the gopis will never accept Rama or Vishnu. So that's admission into a Sampradaya. Ultimately depends upon the aspirant's submission to the mood of the Acharya through a strict adherence to the Acharya he teaches. Like in the VTE, Vaishnava Training and Education, when they create the Bhakti Shastra in 2001, they were very careful in learning from previous mistakes, etc. And one of the things that they put a lot of strength is in one principle. There are two aims in the Shastric, Vedic Shastric study that they came up with based on Sambandha, Videya, and Prayojana and the scriptures. And one of these is very important is the mood and mission of Srila Prabhupada to understand the Bhakti Shastras through the mission of Srila Prabhupada, understanding what is the particular contribution of Srila Prabhupada that we should follow in our Sampradaya or specifically in ISKCON, because it's created by Prabhupada. So there are details and some specific mood that Srila Prabhupada, like the emphasis he gave in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, like there are others bona fide Gaudiya, Vaishnava Sampradayas, that they sing more bhajans. But Prabhupada did more emphasis in Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Therefore, when you go to a ISKCON temple, you always hear the Mahamantra going on more than. There is bhajans, it's not forbidden, but it's not the mood of Srila Prabhupada to do all the time, like, or to chant during a kirtan, like 1 minute Hare Krishna and then 20 minutes other mantras. There are different. Also, there are some mantras that Prabhupada point out that there were like apa, that there were deviations even. But with Prabhupada has a specific mood, how he presented, that he wanted his devotees to be presented in society. Like he didn't like much all the devotees being with beer, which is not bad for a Vaishnava. But the mood of Srila Prabhupada wasn't like. He didn't like his sannyasis to be all long hair or grow beard. Although it's not against the principles of religion, but it's not it wasn't his mood. Anytime he would see them like with a long hair, he would say, cut the hair, etc. There are many things that one can see on the mood of Srila Prabhupada. So therefore, admission into Sampradaya ultimately depends upon the aspirant submission to the mood of the Acharya through a strict adherence to the Acharya he teaches. So there are specific, all Acharyas are bona fide, but one should follow his specific acharya in his particular school and understand his mission, also the modern mission of the spiritual master. Okay, I think it's... Yeah, now it's fine. It's fine. Like that. Thanks. So I will read another part. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur identified 13 upasampradaya that split away from the Brahma Matva Gaudiya Sampradaya after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance. Prabhupada mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Aula Baula Kartavaja Neda Daravesha Sani Sahajiya Sakibeki Smarta Jata Gosani Aitvadi Chudadari and Gauranga Nagari. These Appa Sampradayas, the Appa means deviated, are like parasitical growth upon the great tree of the Sankirtan movement, because they exhibit all the defects of material condition. They are spiritually useless. The rasa released by such group is termed Prakrita Rasa by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Their missionary activities are condemned as cheating. Then Prabhupada explained the ultimate test of whether one is or is not a member of Lord Chaitanya Sampradaya is the quality of his chanting of the holy name of Krishna, which is the essential achara in the age of Kali. You should always remember, said Prabhupada, that either Grihastha or Brahmachari or Sannyas, nobody can strictly follow all the rules and regulations, because in the Kali Yuga it is not possible. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that Harinam, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, should be very rigidly performed, which is common to everyone. This is a conversation, March 10, 1976. So if a person, now there will be a connection with Nama Parada and Apasampradaya. If a person advertises himself as a Gaudiya Vaishnava by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and yet deliberately blasphemes great devotees, this is one of the offenses, denies that Lord Vishnu is the Absolute, that's the second offense, consider the spiritual master, third offense, to be an ordinary man, Blaffen Vedic Larucher, I think it's and six, four, thanks. Blaffen's Vedic literature and other authorized scriptures. Consider the glories of the holy name to be exaggeration. Concoct perverted theories about the holy name, the interpretation of the holy name. Thinks the holy name to be equivalent to mundane religion, that's the eighth, to religious rituals, preaches the glories of the holy name, the nine offense, to the faithless, or maintains material attachment while chanting the holy name, he cannot represent the Sampradaya, even if he is initiated into it. So it's not a question of being, I'm initiated, or maybe the devotees don't consider me like bona fide, therefore I will take initiation. And I will take initiation from a bona fide guru, therefore I will be bona fide. So being initiated in a bona fide school doesn't mean that you are bona fide. Because the primary quality are that you have to be a devotee and show the quality of a devotee and for that your chanting has to be pure. So that makes me think that we have a lot of upasampradaya, and I will say to myself. So this is like a medicine to identify. It's not like just pointing out to others. So whether a Vaishnava, if one chants the Hare Krishna mantra while committing offenses, this unwanted creeper will grow. One should not take advantage of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra for some material profit. Like these are all kind of devotional service in different moods of in contaminated by the mood of nature. When you look at profit, it means in the mood of passion, devotional service. But when you look to be free from sinful reaction, it's in the mood of goodness. And when you just do a mess, it's in the mood of ignorance, like being envious of other devotees, etc. So now we'll read this. The link between Nama Parada and full-blown deviation from the Sampradaya is indicated by Srila Jiva Goswami in the Bhakti Sandarbha. And he explained like this, that there are offenders to the holy name, and he called them achiktisya, or incorrigible, jnana lava. Devotees always compassion try to help fallen souls with good instructions. But if someone becomes insolent and arrogant due to acquiring a little knowledge from their association, he is disqualified from the Sampradaya because of three kinds of Nama Parada that we mentioned before. Now, Sadhu Ninda, blasphemy of devotees of the Lord, Guru Avagya, disregard of the spiritual master, and Shruti Shastra Ninda, blasphemy of the revealed scriptures. So it is explained that the devotee who is committing the offense, he doesn't acknowledge that. He cannot even realize. He cannot understand that the mercy of the spiritual master and the association of pure devotee, these are indispensable to the chanting of the holy name, because he highly values worldly knowledge and accomplishments. He looks down upon the simple devotees who have to render themselves to devotional service. That is Sadhu Ninda. There was a case of a disciple of Srila Prabhupada who was studying Sanskrit, and he started trying to, like in Spanish we say, like trying to be more saint than the Pope. Like he was trying to be like to learn something that Srila Prabhupada didn't know. So he was even investigating in the teachings of the other acharyas, etc., but with a ulterior motive. And finally, he came up with saying that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was wrong in this and that and that, and also pointing mistake in the translation of Srila Prabhupada in the Sanskrit. And Prabhupada said that he's like a cobra. He sent a letter to all the devotees, don't associate with this devotee because he's like a cobra. So that's mean Guru Ninda. This is Guru Avagya. He studied the revealed scripture as he good ordinary literature, gleaning from it whatever seemed to support his preconceived notions. This is Shruti Shastra Ninda. Now we have anarthas and we try to justify them through their shastras. So no, but Srila Prabhupada said this or that. Or here it is said, just to justify. No, the intention is not to glorify Krishna, to do kirtan. The intention is to glorify and justify one's behavior. That's very common among like peers, devotees who are new. Like, if one of the strengths of a false show of advancement in Krishna consciousness, he pretends to have fully realized the glories of the holy name, he is fit for eternal punishment by Yamaraj. So one thing, thinking I made it, etc., I'm very advanced, but not following or committing these three type of offenses. As explained in the purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita, 19.156, think that he has become very mature and can live separate from the association of Vaishnavas and thus give up all the regulative principles. He commits the Hati Mata or Mat Elephant offense. whatever genuine devotional inspiration that might have been implanted in his heart by good association is uprooted and destroyed. Because of his incurable calumny, such a hot-hearted achiksya nama aparadi, it's fit to be shunned by the bona fide community of devotees. I think it's very important this. So advertising themselves as his dearmost disciples, the spiritual master, they seem to serve, glorify, and worship the spiritual master with considerable sincerity. But all pains taken by them are for the sake of self-promulgation alone. Their progress is in the accumulation of material wealth and fame, not in devotional service to Krishna. The achiksya nama aparadi, propelled to prominence by cunning, diplomacy, and material qualifications like noble birth, opulence, erudition, and beauty, may attract followers from the ranks of two lesser grades of nama paradis who have not firmly taken shelter of the sampradaya due to misfortune. These two kinds of offenders are the ignorant and the weak. So then this explanation of the weak and the ignorant. The ignorant offenders are compared to damned good, lacking of bhakti sukriti and the association and mercy of the saintly. They are sunk in material conceptions, even if they are exposed to the purifying fire of Krishna consciousness. It does not ignite their good fortune immediately. Thus, they are liable to be misled. But if they take refuge in the holy name, Krishna's mercy will someday be available to them, even if after a long time. In Jayavadharma, it's explained that the even if you are an offender to the holy name, you should chant the holy name, because there will be a period of maybe 1 second that you may chant the holy name in a proper way, and this is will be it's like a one account. It will accumulate, and after some time it will produce some result that will attract the association of a devotee who is chanting properly, purely, and will help you to overcome those offenses. So the weak are hesitant to take advantage of genuine sadhusanga due to a paucity of faith, innocent and without duplicity. The more they can simply surrender to the chanting of the holy name in good association, the more they are blessed by Krishna's mercy. But until their lingering sins are destroyed by the effect of sadhusanga, they cannot master the strength to transcend the nama aparada. So, and I will, this is long, but I will read, last part. Okay, this, I want to read about the results of these deviations. In which results? This is from Srila Prabhupada, and then I will read another quote and finish. Instead of awakening real love for Krishna, such heroes of the Bhagavatam become more and more attached to household affairs and sex life. Yadmaitunadi Grihamedi Sukamhituchan, Prahlad Maharaj. One should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a person who has no connection with material activities. Or in other words, from a Paramahansa Vaishnava, one who has achieved the highest stage of sannyas. This, of course, is not possible unless one takes shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Srimad Bhagavatam is understandable only for one who can follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is from Antya Lila 5.1.31 purport. So, in their ecstasy, the Apasampradayas enjoy the holy dham as a facility for self-promotion and money-making. They enjoy disciples by diverting them from the Lord's service and engaging them in the service of the senses of cheating gurus. They enjoyed great Vaishnavas through lip service and cheap imitation, eager to bewilder the innocent and advance their own schemes. They strive for some kind of recognition from a great Vaishnava so that they can freely exploit this endorsement. That is what I described before, like serving the Guru very faithfully just to be endorsed and become a so-called bona fide. And they enjoy propagating esoteric doctrines of their own invention that they claim are the real teaching of Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. So here is the part the result explained. All these results in three kinds of inauspicious qualities that are ever prominent in the Upasampradayas. These three qualities are mentioned in Vaishnava Ke by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Anitya Vaibhava is one. Anitya Vaibhava, hankering for material success. Anitya Vaibhava. Kaminira Kama, illicit sexual affairs that are usually passed off as transcendental. In Mayavada, it's a nice definition of Mayavada, philosophical speculation that undercuts the personal nature of God as taught by the Vaishnava Sampradayas. So these are the three kinds of inauspicious qualities that are prominent in Upasampradayas due to the Nama Aparadas. So looking for material profit, justifying sexual illicit sex as transcendental in Mayavada philosophy. Srila Prabhupada used to teach a lot about Mayavada and criticize Mayavadi, etc. And Brahmananda Prabhu once told him, like, why are you so insistent in this? Because this is not relevant for Westerners. Because Mayavada is from India. Gurus, etc. are from India. And Prabhu said, you are a Mayavada. I mean, not trying to, it's not like he's, when he says you, he means everyone can be. So and Rabindra Swarup, when he gave 11 lectures on Mayavada, or more, I think more lectures on defeating Mayavadi philosophy. And the first thing he points out is that this is not for defeating Mayavadis outside, but it's for defeating the Mayavadi all of us have within. So in the same mood, like these verses can be taken like, we may be created in a small way, Upasampradayas, and close we are to the real teaching of our acharyas and the spiritual master. This kind of, I just were reading this. This is like a very, as far for me, it's like a good source for introspection work. Okay, is there anything Richard has? Oh. The microphone. Prabhu Jitendra, can you wait for the microphone? So, I think we need to change the battery. This one.
Yes, Prabhu. It seems like a deranged mental condition where they want to grow their hair long, but at the same time they pluck it out. I don't understand. Could you enlighten me on that one?
This is the verse from tomorrow.
What's that? Okay, I know, but it's, you know, yes. But in my mind.
I think if you don't know, maybe probably I will know. I think it's for tomorrow. This abandoning cleanliness and neglecting the Supreme Lord, they will accept nonsensical principles, not regularly bathing or washing their mouth regularly. They will always remain unclean and they will pluck out their hair. Well, they will grow and then they will pluck. I don't know. I mean, whatever I say will be something I will conquer right now. So, it's interesting. tomorrow will be described the original hippies. The Prabhupada said that. Thanks for pointing that out.
Prabhu, this is regarding the genuineness of the sampradaya. And you told that primarily it is based on the spiritual quality. Suppose, let's say, in our sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sampradaya, we are taught to chant holy name rigidly and get a taste in serving Vaishnavas or distributing books or washing pots, anything. So we often, because of our neophyteness, we often try to justify the genuineness of other sampradaya, that what they are teaching them. Or we try to offend themselves by saying a big tilaks or everything. We try to offend, we do get in the mentality.
We try to offend other sampradayas.
Me, particularly, I'm not looking in a very pure way because of my impurity, that we are seeing that, okay, what that sampradaya taught them. Are they chanting holy name? Are they distributing books? Are they doing any kind of services? Without getting in the depth of that people, the knowledge, what they are doing in their sampradaya, just making a superficial speculation. So how we should understand that? And you also told that all that sampradaya, they are all same, that we all Vaishnava, and they all follow the same principle, Krishna or Vishnu, Vishnu or Krishna, vice versa. So how we should follow that they all are genuine, they all are Vaishnava, and we should respect them. We try to respect them superficially, but internally we feel that something is lacking, you know, maybe in my vision. So how to correct that vision?
We should respect everyone, first of all, but regarding these sampradayas, it was explained here, that Srila Prabhupada was explaining that there are different sampradayas, but all of them accept Vishnu. So, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was it the father of Gopalbhatta, the uncle? Venkatapyat? Yes, he had a conversation with him and with about, because they were from the Sri Sampradaya. So Lord Chaitanya was trying to convince him of the greatness of Radha Krishna worshipping, but anyway, it doesn't mean that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was disrespectful with them. He was just explaining, although they become worshippers of Radha Krishna, but the different of dealings that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had with, for example, the Buddhists, and others that he considered not from a bona fide sampradaya. So we're supposed to have a good relationship with all sampradayas. But like it was highlighted here, that one should follow strictly in the mood of the acharya, the one is following, and the school. So one should be very strict to their particular sampradaya and acharyas and institution, and at the same time being respectful with the other sampradayas and consider them as they are, devotees. The mode of what I was trying to explain here is more like within us, Because externally we may see many, there are many differences, like tilak and this and that. And usually, as neophytes, we may focus on this difference. They use the tilak like that, like the students of religion when they come to the temple, they ask questions. They want to know all these like details. So how do you worship like this, and why do you use this dress? But they are not interested in the principles of religion. So in the same way, yes, they just take note of all the sikha, why you have the sikha longer than the other, and why you move in the right way, like this. And, I mean, I'm not saying that they are not very nice. it's very nice, the students, and they're studying, but sometimes they have to study that. So we also may focus just in thinking that, oh, they don't go to book distribution, or even among the Gaudiya Vaishnava, they don't, all the, like I was saying, they grow bird and they do that, like that. It's very superficial. The thing is that we follow, I'm following my spiritual master, my acharya, in his mood. And they are bona fide. For them, it's okay. Then when there is real apasampradaya, means in these categories of blaspheming the gurus and the devotees, or minimizing the position of the guru, or the instruction of the scripture, taking the scriptures as to justify behaviors, etc. Like if we insult other sampradaya, we become an apasampradaya because we are committing guru ninda or Vaishnava ninda. And also if we blaspheme other smritis from others, schools. We have Prabhupada's books, but doesn't mean that all books from others are acharyas or God's brother or Srila Prabhupada are necessarily will be wrong. We may not be instructed to read them just because we already have enough books, Srila Prabhupada, etc. When Srila Prabhupada was very careful that his disciples don't go to other God brothers sometimes, but no, I think Dana Kelly Mataji would say, no, not because they were actually wrong, but because the disciple was wrong. So they will take anything they say different from Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada say, if they say something different, everything will destroy. And we might think that Prabhupada is criticizing his God brother, but he's criticizing his disciple. If he says something different, doesn't mean that that different is wrong, but means that the disciple will take that as wrong and he will make a complete mess. So there is others at Chariot, they can say things different, even in the Gaudiya Sampradaya that Prabhupada said, different than Prabhupada. But it may be only a detail, and we don't follow the detail, but it doesn't mean that that is wrong. So doesn't mean that that spiritual master is wrong. It means that he's only speaking something different than in the mood of Srila Prabhupada, it may be different. But if he's accepting the shastras and the conclusion of the shastras are the same. So.
We can consider that mood of that acharya is same as our acharya.
I would say that we don't need to enter into that. I mean, to compare, we need to understand the mood of our acharya, and that will come as a natural effect. You don't need to compare. You just will. It's like if you know your father, you don't have to know all the other fathers. You know your father, and then when someone says something different than your father, you know. That's not what my father teaches. Or that's not the way my father does things. So there is no way of, because as we may start committing offenses to our devotees, we just need to know the mood of our Srila Prabhupada through devotees, disciples of him, and through his books, etc. Diaries of Srila Prabhupada,
asking. But we don't need to... I won't advise to start making comparisons. First, if you know what Srila Prabhupada's mood, or do you study Srila Prabhupada's mood, automatically you will understand when something is not in the mood of Srila Prabhupada. Or you can ask someone who has, you consider, who understand the mood of Srila Prabhupada. But for us, it's good to concentrate in our own school, our own teachers. We are not asked and instructed to find out other apas. That's a very painful instruction that devotees are doing, others, scholar devotees. Like that. We need to understand what does mean a sampradaya and what does mean a apa sampradaya, and then understand the real teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and apply them. And automatically it's like an antivirus, installing an antivirus. Automatically will come the sign, the alert, that something is not a pure, is from the proper teachings. And then, especially within us, therefore. There are many. I saw in different temples that other devotees come and teach things different to Srila Prabhupada. They are from other schools, and they may not be wrong. Maybe they be wrong in the way that why they are coming to teach in the temples, but they may not be wrong in their teachings. But the devotees who follow them are wrong because they are not following the. Strictly following the mood of the acharya, he's being initiated, etc. So they are not wrong. It's not that the others are wrong. So therefore, we can commit offense with the devotee who is giving the teachings. But the wrong thing is the one who is following that devotee, not the devotee. The devotee is okay. Like I have my spiritual master and I go to another spiritual master and I ask initiation for him, or I follow him. That spiritual master, it's okay. But I'm wrong, even if he is bona fide, because I'm rejecting my spiritual master. So, yeah.
Initiated from other sampradaya, but he feels good in ISKCON and he wants to join ISKCON, then
the way is that process. He follows his own sampradaya. Why he has to? If he's doing well. At least his sampradaya is not well, he's a spiritual master. He's from other sampradaya and he's doing well. He can be a friend. He's kind of like even Prabhupada has many friends from other sampradayas. Like Srimati Murari, she was from Vallabhacharya, following Vallabhacharya. Exactly.
She is committed to her husband. And she goes around thinking, oh, this is also a good man. This is also a good man. Then you get into trouble. So there may be many good men, but she's committed to her husband. So there may be many bona fide persons who are in a different mood than Srila Prabhupada. It doesn't follow that they're automatically wrong, but they're in a different mood. But we're married to Srila Prabhupada, so we follow Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
And if they're married to some other sampradaya, they follow their other sampradaya. That's called chastity. And if they deviate from that, then they commit offense. They can go down from that.
Exactly.
Prabhupada's example is very, that makes it like simple. You can get it.
It's a question of loyalty and love. Just, no, we don't look for the mistake of other when there is not.
Is it good to have close friends from other sampradayas? Is that advised?
your question is very dichotomical, like a yes or no. It is okay to follow the instruction of your spiritual master. That's always okay. That can be yes. Other questions are. Can be taken like if you are looking for a just rectification of something, it might be taken different. Therefore, the instruction of the spiritual master is over good, and being a Vaishnava means to be a friend of everyone. So that I can say. I think it's...
Quick question, hopefully. What if you find yourself being attracted to, or you're completely, without Srila Prabhupada, none of us could be here, right? What if you find yourself attracted to another one of the acharyas? I'm just wondering, what does that have to do with today, and how does that fit in?
To feel attracted to other acharyas is okay. Previous acharyas you are talking about. Yes, that's the result of reading Srila Prabhupada's books. He wants to awake appreciation, that we develop appreciation for the other acharyas. So that's fine. It doesn't mean that because I like this acharya, I reject this acharya. That's problematic. The thing is that appreciation from other acharyas is perfect. Exactly. Yeah, the particular mood of the acharya you are. We are in the Srila Prabhupada. We can. Prabhupada is the founder acharya of ISKCON, and there are. Now ISKCON is developing papers on that. And so we follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, which are in his books. And there are other acharyas that, thanks to Srila Prabhupada, we can appreciate the different moods. Appreciate the different moods. It doesn't mean, like Gorky Shraddha Babaji, everyone can appreciate in ISKCON that he was chanting, he was more like a Vajanandi. But it doesn't mean that if you appreciate, it means that I want to imitate. Then we fall in the mistake of this verse, imitating the behavior of Lord Rishabhadev. Yes. Yeah, better. I like the answer of Jai Jagannath. Yeah, we're limited to... Yeah. Otherwise, you're limited by your... by others' wrong conception, because it's like having a father. This is my father, and there may be other father who have two cars, three cars, whatever. That's my father. So I don't want to change my family. Like I remember a friend of mine who is a senior devotee, and he stayed in ISKCON after many problems, and he told me, "This is not my family. So why I will be looking for problems in another family? That's just mine." So he was just understanding that this is the guru that Krishna sent me. And guru is one, actually. So that's it's guru tattva. But it will present in the different personalities. Yeah, we are limited to follow strictly our acharyas, or our main acharya. Okay. Thank you. We can continue. Okay.
And is it a major offense if there was like an advanced devotee that was with his ISKCON and he, for whatever reason, it didn't work out, and then he goes to another sampradaya, and is that a major offense for that devotee to do that?
It has to be seen in a particular. Well, if the devotee had you say he fall down, something like that? Yeah, I don't know, because it's not very specific, the case. As a principle, if you are initiated in a particular school, sampradaya, and by a particular spiritual master, it will be expected that you follow. And if you deviate from that, or you reject your bona fide spiritual master, it will be considered an offense as a principle. Then there will be, it doesn't mean that again, we are not going to point out other devotees, oh, you have your guru now. Then we commit offenses. So, well. Okay. I can call him. No, I mean, with respect, no, Carlos, I can talk to you later because it's very late. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.